Well, the State of the Union address is this evening at 9 o'clock Eastern. And of course, it's interesting. President Trump has hinted that he may make news with this announcement, with this speech this evening. Let's try to dive into it a little bit with Marty Schenker. Marty is our chief content officer at Bloomberg News. He joins us live from the Interactive Brokers studio here in New York. So, Marty, what do you think the president will do tonight with his speech? What tone do you think he will bring?
Well, all reports are he's going to actually use the teleprompter and the script. There might be a few divergences that he typically does embellish some thoughts. But I expect it to be conciliatory and combative at the same time. Look, there's an audience of Democrats who don't want to be lectured on the benefits of the wall, but I don't know that he's going to be able to resist making his case.
How much news will be broken here versus just sort of reiterating the party line?
Well, I mean, there are various reports that he may actually propose some initiatives on drug prices, on a way to reduce the costs of medical care, maybe even a nod to some immigration reform, and certainly infrastructure is on the list. So he could make some news. He probably will also kind of divulge the dates of his summits with North Korea and perhaps even China's President Xi. But I think overall the word is he's going to try and sound conciliatory to a group of Democrats especially who will want no part of it.
Do you think he will raise the issue at all of enacting a national emergency as we approach another shutdown deadline? Do you think he'll address that this evening?
I think it's basically 50-50. I mean, as a journalist, I hope he does, because it will be a fascinating thing to see the reaction in the room, because not only are Democrats decidedly against the constitutionality of such a move, there are many Republicans who also think that it's a supremely bad idea.
A lot of people think that this State of the Union address will be the most important address of President Trump's entire tenure so far at the White House. Part of the reason why is because his big major initiative, which was the tax cuts, faces kind of mixed results in terms of popularity among both Republicans as well as Democrats, right? I mean, how much focus will there be on taxes?
As Bloomberg has written in Top Today, watch out for any reference to taxes. Remember, he famously before the midterm said he's going to do another 10% tax cut for the middle income taxpayers. We've never seen any sign that that's a real thing. If he trots that out tonight, that'll be very interesting. But look, Donald Trump has had off ramps to some of his more divisive policies time and time again, and he has refused to take it. So any attempt to sort of reset the whole tenor of his presidency is going to ring hollow to a lot of Democrats specifically who say been there before and we're not buying it.
So what is the upside opportunity for President Trump tonight if he doesn't have the ability to rebase his administration like many other presidents have used the State of the Union to do? What's a win for President Trump tonight?
Well, I think a win would be delivering this speech in a tone that resonates with his base and actually tries to extend his base. But he has shown from the beginning, unlike past presidents who seek to go beyond his base after the president's elected, he has not shown any indication that he'd like to do that. So I would be surprised if it works tonight. So I think basically a win is based on performance rather than substance.
All right. Sort of the elephant in the room here is the ongoing Mueller investigation and ongoing reports about progress being made there, including a subpoena issued to the fund that included the inauguration party and other events around that that could have potentially, or the allegation is that some of the money came from foreign entities. What do you think, how important is that sort of to set the tone and set the stage for President Trump tonight?
Well, there's no question that that is a shadow that covers this administration since almost the day he was inaugurated. And it's important to note that that subpoena did not come from Mueller. It came from the Southern District of New York. That investigation, many observers have noted, and that office is probably more dangerous to his presidency than the Mueller investigation.
Why?
Because it goes back a number of years, and it's an investigation into his business. It is the regional office of the prosecutor that captures Trump Org, which captures not only Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, but also Jared and Ivanka, for that matter. So there are a number of people who think that that could be much more significant than the Mueller investigation. And Donald Trump himself has said that he's been told that he is not a target of the Mueller probe, and that it, in fact, it could be winding up soon. So, but the New York investigation has legs. Obviously, this subpoena just happened yesterday, so that is something that is not wrapping up soon.
Wait, what does it indicate to you in terms of where that investigation is?
It's looking at all the ways that Donald Trump surrounded himself with people who played fast and loose with the laws, or at least that's the suggestion from that subpoena. Now, again, it goes completely back to that same question. What did Donald Trump know? And how involved was he in that kind of decision-making? And no one has yet presented evidence of a direct link between Donald Trump and any illegal activity.
So what do you expect the Democrats to respond to tonight? What do you think would be a good response from the Democrats after the State of the
Union? Well, it's very interesting. We have Stacey Abrams, who was defeated for governorship of Georgia. You know, it will be stark contrast. It will be, and I think, you know, there have been many responses that have doomed careers. But if she strikes a decidedly empathetic, kind, hopeful message, as opposed to, you know, something stridently anti-Trump, I think that would be a good thing. You know, I don't think she should take on the Trump presidency head on, talk about impeachment or anything like that. She has to be very positive, send a positive message of what the Democrats are for rather than what they're against.
Thank you so much for being with us. We know you have a long day ahead of you, and there are a lot of moving pieces. Marty Schenker, Chief Content Officer for Bloomberg News.